Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Welcome back. There's nothing like a Friday night. Here's Joshua P. Warren, our expert on the paranormal and the unusual. His website is his name, joshuapwarren.com, which we've got linked up for you at coasttocoastam.com. And he heads up a number of investigations. He's based out of... he was based out of Asheville, North Carolina. He's now out of Las Vegas, aren't you, Josh?
Well, hi, George. You know, I divide my time between the East Coast and the West Coast, and it works out very well because now I have all of these personal contacts on either side of the country that are giving me updates constantly on these amazing things happening that are spanning this whole land from sea to shining sea.
I hear that you have a new movie coming out on those wishing machines.
Yeah, actually, you know what? It's free. I posted it on my website. If you just go to joshuapwarren.com and click the news section, it's called Wishmasters. And you know, the weird thing about wishing machines and manifestation devices in general is that we have to sort of wrap our minds around this idea of the psionic, that somehow your consciousness can connect with reality and shape it. And that's kind of hard to describe. So I figured what I would do is produce a little conference of some of the world's greatest experts in this arena. And we would get together and we would talk about what this is, how it works, what it's capable of doing. And so I put it all into a short film. Yeah, Wishmasters. And like I say, you can watch it for free right now.
Excellent. Well, after the show.
That's exactly right. It's a nice compliment. And that's one of the things that's so great about the world we live in. You know, there was a time when if you were in the radio business, you couldn't show people things. Or if you were in the TV business,
that's right,
you couldn't get into long-form conversations. Now we can do it all.
You're right about that.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold-Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ready to fight back against crime? Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies, personally investigating, prosecuting, and covering literally thousands of cases. It's so easy to think it will never happen to me or my family, but that is simply not true. Every day on Crime Stories with Nancy Grace, we shine a light on unsolved homicides, heat up cold cases, and help find missing people, especially children. We speak with family members, investigators, CSI, reporters, and experts in every field. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, what's going on these days in the world of the paranormal? I wherever I go, I feel like I get more and more people who have had paranormal experiences, and they're talking about it more. Are you getting that too?
Yes, I am. There is definitely an uptick in paranormal phenomena right now, and it's interesting because I get a little bit more of it from North Carolina. And then now here in Nevada, because, you know, in North Carolina, I've got my museum, my laboratory, the Haunted Asheville Ghost Tours. Here in Nevada now, I have this show called the Creepy Vegas Ghost and UFO Show, and that's getting a lot of attention. And so between the two, I get a lot of reports, especially from these two states. And what's happening right now in North Carolina is becoming so prominent that I've never seen some of the footage, like some of the stuff that's coming out of North Carolina. So I'll give you an example of this.
Sure.
I'm always really happy when someone takes my online paranormal investigation course and graduates and then goes out and captures something that blows my mind. So I just want to say that because I'm very proud of a lot of people, including a researcher named Daniel Hurst with M&D Paranormal. And Daniel, he's one of those guys who's pretty much out there every night investigating something. And, of course, Daniel's really good friends with Christian McLeod. Of course, you've had Christian McLeod, the cryptid guy, on the show before.
Sure have.
And so they go out and they do a lot of work together as well. Well, in late last year, Daniel went to a private residence. And you have to realize that sometimes when you do these investigations, you're doing this at a place where you can't really get into the specific ownership details. Not everybody wants to be on the front page of the newspaper for living in a haunted house, right? And so this is a private residence, and one of the many things happening there, in addition to them seeing the apparition of this woman floating around, was that they would hear these very pronounced footsteps, boom, 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 banging across the floor. And so Daniel and his team went to this site, set up a night vision camera, and they actually captured, this was, I think, close to 2 o'clock in the morning, they captured this, if you can imagine this, I'll tell you where you can see it in a minute, but if you see the green late night vision sort of scene, and then all of a sudden, right there before your very eyes, you actually see the footprints of the ghost appear one after the other in procession, right foot, left foot,
whoa,
right foot, left. It's amazing. I've never, like, you know, I've been to places where people hear ghostly footsteps, but I have never actually seen authentic footage of the footsteps appearing.
That's amazing.
And, Yeah, you've got to see this footage. And, of course, you know, I'll reference my website again. I have all kinds of footage and updates there. If you go to joshuapwarren.com, click the link to my curiosity shop. I put stuff like this around my shop for obvious reasons. And go look at this footage of these footsteps. Now, that's one thing that's come from Asheville. Here's the other thing that was, I thought, just remarkable. This is footage that was sent to me in January of this year. There is a bar in a very haunted part of Asheville, North Carolina, a place where they used to actually store some of the dead bodies after, or during, I should say, the Spanish influenza. The owner of this bar, his name is Ben, he contacted me, and he said they'd been seeing shadowy forms, and they'd been hearing singing, disembodied singing, and I mean, they knew the place was haunted. Well, one evening, they left. They left about, I think, 4 o'clock, because they were open till 2. The staff left at 4 o'clock. And at about 8 a.m. the next morning, there is clear security footage of this back door opening and closing. Now, this is one of those big, heavy doors that has a crash bar on it that you have to push from the inside to get it to open. He called the security company after he saw this footage because the alarm went off. I mean, this big, heavy door opens, closes, the alarm goes off. He said, we called them, and they said this door will only open if pushed from the inside. The alarm won't even set unless all the doors are secure to begin with. And they told him at ADT that it was indeed that rear door that triggered the alarm. Furthermore, he said there's a steel plate bolted to the outside of the door to prevent anything from being inserted between the doors. And here is a very interesting note that might tie in to why there's an increase in general happening right now with paranormal phenomena. And by the way, that footage is also next to the footstep footage there at joshuapwarren.com. This may be because they were attempting an EVP session earlier that night, and they didn't get anything during their EVP session.
That's not unusual, right?
Well, it's not unusual to have an unproductive EVP session. It is unusual for people these days to start making an attempt to communicate with ghosts. And that's why I think maybe there is more of an uptick in paranormal phenomena. There are a number of reasons. But for one of them, we are now starting to see, collectively, as a society, this stuff is real. And that's because we have cameras all over the place like never before. We're capturing more evidence of this, and we are starting to pay more attention. We're starting to interact with it. We're starting to trigger it. We are starting to actually ask these things to appear, ask them to happen. And you know how it is, George? People for years have been waiting for this quote-unquote fad of paranormal media to pass, and the opposite's happening. We have more paranormal shows on, more paranormal podcasts and radio programs. It's just getting bigger and bigger. It's growing because people are seeing their own footage and they're realizing, okay, this stuff is actually real.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpert.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ready to fight back against crime? Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies, personally investigating, prosecuting, and covering literally thousands of cases. It's so easy to think it will never happen to me or my family, but that is simply not true. Every day on Crime Stories with Nancy Grace, we shine a light on unsolved homicides, heat up cold cases, and help find missing people, especially children. We speak with family members, investigators, CSI, reporters, and experts in every field. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Great investigation work, Josh. Let's talk a little bit about the power of prayer, because you've looked into this. What, first of all, what is the Miraculous Prayer Board?
Well, this is one of the most amazing and exciting things that I've come across, because, you know, I've always been interested in that relationship between matter and energy, how you manifest things. The Miraculous Prayer Board is a psionic device that was invented by a radionics pioneer named Tom Vrilock. And basically, it is a magnifier for prayer and prayer manifestation. So I know the name is rather sensational, but let me kind of give you a little bit of the design and the quote-unquote science behind it. So, you know, we were talking about wishing machines. The thing about a wishing machine is usually you set it for a particular goal, particular thing, like a project that you want to turn out a certain way, and you let it run until that project is completed. The Miraculous Prayer Board is a device for daily maintenance. You know how when people pray, and they've done this for thousands of years, George, what do? They put their hands together, right?
Yeah, that's right. And their heads down now, sometimes.
Yeah, and when people put their hands together, what they're doing is completing a circuit. The Miraculous Prayer Board, it actually does the same thing. It's an electrically conductive circuit. But when you put your hands on either side of it, not only is that circuit being conducted, but, and you can see there's a video on my website that shows you, you can light up a light bulb by connecting it to this thing. It's very conductive. But it goes through a quartz crystal in the middle. And a quartz crystal is what we call a transducer. Because when electricity hits quartz, it vibrates and it sends out a vibratory signal. On the other hand, if you put pressure on quartz, it produces electricity. So as your body's bioenergy field is connecting through this quartz crystal, then theoretically, that crystal is taking that energy and turning it into some kind of a booster vibration. And the thing that blows my mind is, let me tell you how I used it. I like having this by my door, my front door. And when I'm walking out the door, I'll put my hands on it. I'll take 5 seconds, and I'll just project something I want to manifest. And prayer is the most raw, basic, pure form of trying to manifest things. So I'll do that when I'm on my way out the door, and I'll come back in, and I'll do the opposite. And, you know, the thing is, I was telling my wife, Lauren, the other day, I'm trying to plan the rest of my year, and I'd like to maybe visit 5 cool places in this country that I either haven't been to or liked so much I wanted to go back to. So I walked over, I put my hands on the Miraculous Prayer Board, and I actually did say to the universe that these are 5 places I'd like to visit. If it's meant to be, I hope that you'll help that, you know, come to me. And within 48 hours, and I know this is hard to believe, I got contacted by 5 different companies. 3
wow.
of them were TV companies. 2 of them were conferences. And guess what cities they wanted to fly me and my wife to first class.
All the ones you wanted to go to.
All the ones I wanted to go to, stay in fancy hotels and get paid for it. And it gives me goosebumps because I said, this is not coincidence. There's something about this. I don't know if this is the world's greatest placebo or if there's something else happening here, but this thing is, you should see the emails I'm getting from people who say, I use this every day and my life has improved. So this is another type of psionic device. And you know, George, the stuff that I research doesn't always just have to be spooky. Sometimes you can use this to manifest really good, positive things in your life as well.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold-Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.